some interesting news. In a previous article, I talked about some of the reasons why we are not able to pick up alien signals, and one of the reasons I stated was there might be more frequencies out there than we are aware of. That has already come to pass. Canada has a new radio telescope and it has picked up a signal that no one else has heard before. The reason for that is the signal was so low no one else was able to detect it before. It was discovered on July 25, 2018 and is known as a fast radio burst. There have been fast radio bursts detected before, but nothing at this frequency. This begs the question, what other undetected frequencies exist which we are not aware of? This doesn't mean it is alien, however, because good old Mother Nature could be responsible for it. This just has to be mentioned because it is so weird. Something happened which might have caused a nuclear war a couple of decades ago. A meteor came crashing down through the Earth's atmosphere. It was traveling at a speed of 54,000 miles per hour. We have a large base at Thule, Greenland, and it is part of our early warning system. What makes this even more unusual and scary is the fact the meteor exploded over our Air Force base at an altitude of about 25 miles. The explosion was equivalent to a nuclear bomb exploding with the force of 2.1 kilotons of TNT. Apparently, it was too high to do damage. Here is what we have to wonder about. Did the meteor explode on its own because we must have detected it coming, and is there a possibility we shot it and made it explode? Think about this, we had no way to know it wasn't going to just crash into the base killing everyone, so it would seem to me we must have taken measures to stop it. We don't know if this is what happened or if it did. Was it successful because it could have exploded on its own, and the US Air Force is being very quiet about the event? We have been told that matter has four states which are solid, liquid, gas and plasma. That may have been true in the past, but in 1924 Einstein had predicted a fifth state of matter known as a Bose-Einstein condensate or BEC. This type of matter has just been produced in space by NASA. They cooled a cloud of rubidium atoms to a 10 millionth of a degree above zero to create it. They used the Cold Atom Lab or CAL to accomplish this. It is located on the International Space Station. While this may not be the coldest temperature achieved by man, it is certainly one of the coldest. There is no denying nature has planned things out pretty well. Take the case of the naked mole rats. They are not very pretty to look at, but it seems like an intelligent force has planned out the way they live and made alternate plans if something goes wrong. They live in a social colony. There is a king and queen, and they are the only naked mole rats which can breed, and the rest of the mole rats serve them. If the king or queen die, one of the sterile workers matures sexually and takes over and begins to be able to bear or create children. The king and queen can live up to 18 years, which is far longer than the rest of the colony, which is unheard of in the animal world, because usually sexually active animals live a shorter life. What mechanism makes a worker's body know when to change? That is the mystery. Russian officials were startled as the sky turned black in the middle of the day over a part of Russia. A huge dark cloud was responsible for this, and the cloud scared many Russian citizens. The area which turned black was larger than Britain. Several theories were put forth. One was perhaps a meteorite strike sent large amounts of dust into the sky. Another theory was maybe the Russians had conducted a weapons test of some kind which produced unexpected results. Then there was the usual theory which stated a UFO might have been responsible for the sudden darkness. Other theories were the devil did it, or a forest fire had produced so much smoke it blotted out the sun. As of the writing of this article, there has been no explanation for what happened. The cloud hit three very large regions which were mostly located in Arctic districts of Russia. The United States is breaking records with its sale of weapons around the world. Newsweek has reported we sold more weapons in the first 6 months of 2018 than we did in all of 2017. It is any wonder the weapons industry wants us to continue to have plenty of enemies around the world. After all, it is good for business. So how much have we sold in arms in the first half of 2018? It seems the total is almost $47 billion. In 2017 we sold about $42 billion worth of weapons. If we keep going this way, by the end of 2018 we will have sold close to $100 billion worth of weapons. This may be good for business, but it isn't good for the world. In many places these weapons land up falling into the wrong hands and fuel more conflicts. Volkswagen has produced a car which can get over 300 miles per gallon on fuel, and it is not being allowed into the United States and will not even be allowed to be shown at car shows here. The car is named the Volkswagen XL1. It is said the car, which is a hybrid, gets about 40 miles on its electric engine and about 300 miles per gallon on its gas engine, and can reach a top speed of 99 miles per hour, which is governed. It weighs 1,700 pounds and seems normal in every other way. It can reach 110 miles per hour with the governor off and go 0 to 60 in 11.5 seconds, which is slow by today's standards, but with such incredible gas mileage many would believe it was worth it. Some have said it can only get 240 miles per gallon of diesel fuel, but I ask you, why isn't it here if that is true? The car was released in Germany in 2014. Another puzzle is why the electric motor is needed at all. Sometimes some really strange things appear on the internet, and this is just what happened recently. The internet is abuzz with a story which states the FBI has released documents which show Nikola Tesla was born on Venus. Yes, you read that correctly, Tesla was supposedly a Venusian. The evidence which was put forth was a typed page which was supposed to be an excerpt from an FBI document. It makes you wonder why anyone would waste their time putting this crap up online.